welcome to episode 206 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, and Elizabeth. You may have noticed that fall is a great time to travel. The kids are back in school, which means there are less crowds, and it usually comes with a really nice change in price as well. But there is one thing to consider when planning this travel: hurricane season. It's been a while since we've discussed this subject, and we've never been ones to let a little storm rain on our vacation parade. So we wanted to revisit what to expect when hurricanes pop up and what you can do to better be prepared. So let's get started. So let's talk about when hurricane season is. Runs from June 1st to the November 30th, right?
Yeah, which is yet another really good point as to why you can't really say, well, I'm just not going to travel.
It's like 5 months out of the year.
It's pretty much the whole summer, you know? So, you know, you can't really say you're not. But I think the highest concentration of hurricanes tends to happen from late August to early October.
September is most active.
So you can choose to avoid places that might have hurricanes, which means you go someplace cool. So Laura's happy. Laura's like, yes, that's what you should do. time to go to Canada. That is totally legit. But you cannot think that just because you're going someplace that is not likely to see a hurricane, that hurricanes won't affect your travel plans.
So we recently had Hurricane Florence, barreling towards North Carolina.
It was kind of crawling.
Yeah. And actually, as we record this, South Carolina is still dealing with water because it's just still rising. But I remember watching the news and looking at the map of the world. There was Hawaii. There was a typhoon hitting the Philippines. There were like five things churning around
named,
the world.
Named yeah. storms. Yeah. So they were already big enough to be named. Yeah.
So, yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, one went up and hit the UK this year.
But you know, out of all those storms, like in the Atlantic, I think there were four total. There were three behind Florence. Mm-hmm. We really didn't, in the United States, didn't hear about any of those. They never really got.
They just went back out to sea.
Yeah. So, you know, just because they're out there doesn't mean. But of course, the funny thing is we started getting lots of calls as an agency for travel insurance.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I see behind Florence, there's three more storms. Is it too late for me to buy travel insurance?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can buy it, but those storms won't be covered.
Right.
It's important to know if they have a name, then it's a pre-existing and the insurance is not going to cover it.
Yeah.
That's a big thing because a lot of people do not know that. And it comes as such a shock when they find out.
One of the things I find interesting is that even if you don't have travel insurance, a lot of times airlines and stuff will kind of work with you in certain circumstances. Like if your destination is affected, they might let you change your flight or something like that. But you can't always count on that.
Right. They put out things called waivers, and basically those might come out. In fact, with Florence, they did come out several days before the storm hit. Mm-hmm. Part of that is because Florence was so slow moving that they thought it was going to hit a little bit faster than it did. And certainly thought it was going to hit harder than it did. But once they start issuing those waivers for what they consider to be affected cities, and their waivers will clearly state which airports are, you know, in mm-hmm. the affected zones, then they will allow you to move your flight for little to no cost. Usually the change fee is waived. And then depending on how far out you're moving it, they may or may not charge you the fare difference. So if you move it several months out, then they will probably charge you the fare difference. But if it's just, you know, if you move it a few days, they may not.
Yeah, because we were supposed to go, Lindsay and I were going to Sandals in Nassau. I want to say it was originally supposed to be October or November, and Nassau got
hit. October, yeah.
Yeah, and so they moved our meeting to January, and we were lucky enough that, I feel like it was American Airlines, honored our tickets and let us change them.
But here's the thing to keep in mind too. I mean, then again, that's American Airlines. We're not talking like Spirit or or you know, didn't book that on Expedia.
Frontier.
That was no Groupon deal on that. That was, you know, that's something to keep in mind when you're, you know, going for the cheapest option. You might not have those perks coming on later.
So I know Walter, my friend Walter, had tickets for that weekend to go to St. Louis on Southwest, and they completely refunded his tickets. They canceled the flight. And that's the other thing. A lot of people start calling us a week before, and they're like, well, can we go ahead and change our flight? If you do that, then you'll get charged. You have to wait until the waivers come out or until your flight is canceled, whichever comes first.
Because things change.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. And the airlines know that. So they are very cautious about when they put that out. But then I had another client traveling on business to Los Angeles, and he was supposed to fly from Raleigh-Durham to Los Angeles on Friday. The storm was expected to hit sometime Thursday night. So we were able, because we were already under waivers, American Airlines let him move his flight to Wednesday night. So he flew out 2 full days early and was glad that he did, because he might not have made it.
If I had clients do that. I guess Typhoon on the Pacific was barreling towards Hawaii. And this was in August that they were going to Hawaii. And you know, I was really worried about it because I was about to get on the Alaska cruise, but he texted me and said they had gotten American, and they had bought their flights on their own, not through me, but he had gotten American to let them go a day early. I'm like, really? You're going to it? To the store.
Why not?
But it worked out really well for them. I know they had to worry on Oahu with all the water, and but I think where they were fine. It was a little bit, because they were island hopping, so a little bit dicey about if they were going to be able to get to the next destination, but turned out great. After the first couple wet days, their trip was awesome. So, so that worked out for them. Mm-hmm. But, you just have to kind of keep an eye on it. It's hard to know what it's going to do. So.
Yeah. And it can affect one resort and not another. It can affect one island and not another. Mm-hmm. It is very variable. And honestly, we've had lots of people asking us if we were okay during the storm. We're sort of in central eastern North Carolina. If we had been much further east, we would have been underwater, but where we were, it hardly rained, you know.
We got lucky though, because I got really upset with my dad because, my mom and sister-in-law drove up with my nephew from Myrtle Beach, and then my dad and my brother were supposed to come the next day, and then the storm changed, and, you know, my dad was like, no, I'm not coming because I won't be able to get back, and I was so angry that he did that, but, I mean, I know my dad doesn't listen to this, so I can say this, but he was totally right.
But you never know.
You never know. But yeah, and it did turn out to be hard for my mom and my sister-in-law to get back. They had to go way around the
state. That is something, you know, your clients went to Hawaii despite, you really want to be careful about that. We've had clients who want to ride out the storm at Disney World. And, you know, I have to caution you, you've got to think about like the whole big picture there. It seems like Disney World is the perfect place to ride out a storm. But if it's a storm out, then the employees can't get there. The cast members can't get there. Right. Nobody's there to take care of you. They can't open the kitchens. They may not even have power. You know, there's all those things are going to go wrong at a hotel.
And there's people in the state that need to evacuate to someplace more central like Orlando. So you're kind of taking up those resources too.
Yeah, you're stuck in your resort with your Disney West Krispy Treat for 4 days.
Yes.
Rationing it out among family members.
Yes. And so it's not nearly as fun as, you know, you would imagine your Disney trip to be. And so it totally makes sense. And I will say, I have, you know, friends in Myrtle Beach who went down to Universal Studios to evacuate from this one. But that's because the hurricane was coming to North Carolina, not to Florida.
Right.
So, you know, it makes sense to go someplace fun like that to evacuate.
And the storms, generally, wherever the storm hits, if you're on the south end of it. So, yeah, another thing to think about is, and this is something you would definitely want to get insurance for before the storm gets named, is if the storm is coming to you, it might not be coming to your destination, but it might be coming to your house. So, I did have somebody that had a flooding situation, but they're still going on their vacation. But, you know, so insurance covers things like stuff happening to your residence.
It doesn't cover your house.
It covers your trip if
something happens. Okay. You have to cut your trip short.
Like, what are you talking about?
Because your home floated away or you can't get home. You need to go to an alternate destination. When we were in New Orleans last year, one of the restaurants I went to visit, it's not like I went to just the bar, but. Correct that. One of the restaurants I had a quick bite at, I was sitting next to a couple who had, were from the Keys, and they had been on vacation, and their vacation got unexpectedly extended for quite some time because they could not go home.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So it will cover things like trip cancellation because you can't travel. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was really confused. I'm like, sorry, they're not going to come clean out your flooded basement. That's what your homeowner's insurance is for.
I'm terrified that, Elizabeth.
I was so confused. Well, and another thing, and we talked about this a lot on our previous episode about hurricane travel, is if you're going on a cruise ship, you don't always have to cancel because the cruise ships can sometimes go around the storms. Now, we have had situations. Last year, we had about a week's worth of cruises canceled due to the storms. And then we actually had another few weeks of cruises canceled on certain ships because they were using them for relief efforts.
Yeah.
So, so you will see things like that happen. But in general, you know, you don't have to immediately assume that your cruise can't happen because of a hurricane. It sometimes can, and it sometimes can't. We've been on a ship during a hurricane. And it's not the most pleasant experience, but they do get around it quite nicely. And if I recall correctly, that morning we had a whole lot of rain. And then by the afternoon, it was pretty again.
Yeah, I just remember people drinking a lot that day.
Yeah.
I just remember that party was pretty rocking.
Well, it was still really windy on deck most of the time.
I do remember they shut the doors.
Yes,
you couldn't go outside.
Yeah. Because it was.
Well, and I just might add a note of forethought, which is, should that happen to you, you know, should there be you planning to go on a cruise and it gets canceled because of weather or because you're using the ships to, you know, like, you know, Carnival just won an award for all its humanitarian award at our travel conference. But, you know, should you be in that situation? I know that it's easy to get upset and frustrated because you've been looking forward to it, but just trust that everybody is working to help make your vacation happen as soon as it can happen, but that those ships are doing good for other people's lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, as frustrated as you are, know that none of us canceled your cruise. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell the ships to do what they're doing. And that, you know, that at some point, you know, we are all kind of responsible for each other in this world. So
yes.
Be patient with us and we'll do everything we can to make it work for you.
As much as you wanted that vacation, there are people who really want electricity somewhere that they really need it.
And you don't really want to go somewhere without
a safe place to live. And
yeah. Well, and I do remember when we were on the ship in the hurricane, the stop that we missed was Nassau, and the hurricane actually hit Nassau that day. And they showed us video because apparently there were people in our group complaining that we didn't stop at Nassau. And basically the video proved, you know, you didn't want to be anywhere near Nassau, but I'm thinking, There wasn't even a little part of my brain that was like, wow, I'm really upset that we're not going to the place being hit by a hurricane today. Like, I just can't even fathom. But I think people do, you know, life is busy. You make plans and it's disappointing when those plans don't work out. And I certainly, you know, understand that frustration to some degree, but
I remember last year when I think it might've been Irma. I don't know, but, my friend Scott, shout out to Scott. He was on the Disney Fantasy, and they shortened it. Maybe I'm thinking of a different cruise. Because they shortened their cruise, and then they had to drive home through all the, like, evacuation traffic. But the one I was actually thinking of is the one that, went and hung out, like, in Cozumel for a day or two.
Yeah, so I had clients on the Fantasy last 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they stayed an extra day. They weren't in Cozumel that day. They did just, they floated at sea, but they couldn't get into the port. Port Canaveral had been pretty damaged, and so they couldn't actually pull in. And I've also had clients who were rerouted to Tampa, and, you know, had to make do. But cruise lines are so helpful with that, and they send buses, and, you know, like, they do the best they can to take care of you in that situation. So far better than you would expect them to be able to do at a moment's notice in the middle of a storm. So.
Yeah. I remember too, last year when Houston got hit, Galveston had some issues with mm-hmm. the ships getting mm-hmm. back into port.
Yeah.
So just, you know, it's a great price on a cruise, but.
And that is, you know, it's funny because people ask me when is the cheapest time to cruise. And, you know, it's not a hard and fast rule, but 9 times out of 10, it's September and there's a good reason for it. You know, that is, and it's not just, it's sort of a double whammy because there's both hurricane season and it's right when kids go back to school. So, if you are free to travel in September, it can be worth the risk, but you can also choose to do something like go to Europe or go to Canada or something that, you know, don't cruise at that time.
We always seem to go right towards it, don't we?
or you can cruise to Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, we always, I think all the travel conferences tend to be during hurricane season.
Well, I think most of us are busier with travel in the last half of the year. And I think that is generally when fewer people are traveling. So
yeah, I'm trying to
there's room for us to, for us to.
There's room for us to squeeze in and do site inspections and things like that. So.
Exactly. So I think the key takeaways then are travel insurance. Mm-hmm. Consider hurricane season and consider your destination during hurricane season.
And be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a once in a lifetime trip, I mean, just because you get that great deal on the all-inclusive in September, maybe if it's that important to you that it's going to, you know, if you end up stuck in your room because it's raining and you can't go out and you do have negative impact of weather, maybe it's worth thinking about saving up a little while longer and going at another time, you know.
And definitely choosing a season that isn't a rainy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because price can't be the main motivator if it's that once in a lifetime thing for you. It might not be worth the risk.
Yep. And it can rain anytime, not just during hurricane season. Yeah. It can rain at any time.
Yeah.
I think that's what we tend to see a little bit more of. Like once you get into November, the hurricane season isn't completely over, but you're not as likely to see a hurricane. However, it does seem whenever I go someplace tropical in November, I end up with rain at least part of the time. So, something to consider as you're planning as well. Just if it's really important to you to have bright sunshine and warm water, then you do have to kind of pay that full price to go in the season when there's lots of sunshine and no rain, so, or less rain. Again, it could rain anytime. Here I am saying, go when it's not raining. Well, you know, if we could predict that, we would be very wealthy travelers.
We would be millionaires. We wouldn't be doing this right now. We'd all be on our own private yachts.
Indeed.
It's like Florida. My trip in July and my trip in September, it rained every day that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know Florida does that, but I tend to go in times of the year when it doesn't do that.
That is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as FlyAway or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, Laura, and myself, Lindsay, thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time. Gotta fly!